Bibles, turn with me again this evening to the book of Ezekiel and chapter 16. The book of Ezekiel in chapter 16. Shall we go to prayer? Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this blessed privilege to assemble together in your house again this evening. Thankful for each one that is here and even those that have tuned in with us online. We just pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would bless your word this evening, that you'd give us listening ears, open hearts, and give us understanding of the truth. For we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Ephesians chapter 16, and we had previously looked at Jerusalem's sin. And forgetting God, being because she was lifted up with pride, and God accuses her of playing the role of a harlot, being adulterous. Tonight we're going to begin to look at the specifics of their sin. They worshiped all the idols that passed by. And we find that statement in verse 15 of this 16th chapter. Let's read verse 15. But thou didst trust in thine own beauty and place the harlot because of thy renown, and poured out thy fornication on everyone that passed by. His it was. Everyone that passed by, that is, those strangers of other countries that passed by and whatever idolatry that they brought with them, whatever god that they worshiped coming by, Jerusalem ran after them and found out and worshiped that God as well. Every temptation, and it had become a temptation to them. It is a temptation to us to go after the things we want to do and the things that the flesh likes, the things that others are doing. We see others doing it. Well, I want to do it. And we run after it. So every temptation of this kind that passed by them, they were guilty of running after them. Turn with me to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms in chapter 106. The 106th Psalm. And look with me here at verse 35. This is making statements concerning them and concerning them not driving out the heathen the Gentiles that were in the land before them, not utterly driving them out. When Israel went into the land, they were to drive them all out, to utterly destroy them. And they did not utterly destroy them. And verse 35 tells us, but were mingled among the heathen and learned their works. And they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils. They learned their ways. They learned their works. They learned their God. They worshiped their gods, even to the offering of their sons and their daughters. As I thought about that, the offering of sons and daughters, and we, in times past, and most would agree, have alluded that to our day and time of abortion, aborting the unborn infants. But as I thought about it more, I thought about gods that we offer our children to. When they were children in our home and growing up, what gods did we offer them up to? Did we consistently and constantly point them to the one true God? Jehovah? The Lord Jesus Christ? And Him alone to be worshipped and to be honored and to give all our obedience and our attention to? Or did we teach them to run after the gods of self-pleasure, self-fulfillment, self-gratification, the gods of this world? Did we teach them to run after money? Not everybody likes sports, but did we teach them to run after sports? Did we teach them that sports were important? Do your best to thrive at sports so you can make it to the big time. It can be money there. It may have been the god of higher education. Did we encourage them with all that we have to go on to college and to become whatever so that they could make good money when they got out into the workforce? See, all those things are gods. Is that what we placed emphasis on? Did we offer our children to those gods? Sacrifice them to those gods? Maybe just why that so many find their children are not in church tonight. They're not in church on Sunday, on the Lord's Day. They could care less about the things of God. Turn me to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah in chapter 57. Let's read verse 7 and 8. Upon a lofty and high mountain hast thou set my bed, thy bed. Even thither wentest thou up to offer sacrifice to the high places, to the high and lofty mountain. Behind the doors also and the post hast thou set up thy remembrance. For thou hast discovered thyself to another, than me, and art gone up, thou hast enlarged thy bed, and made thee a covenant with them. Thou lovest the bed where thou sawest it. Guilty of adultery. God is using this symbolism of adultery, idolatry. Was that of a harlot? He's accusing them of adulterating against him. They were his, and he was theirs. And Jerusalem, Israel, went away from him to the high place, to the high mountain. Set their bed up there, their bed of idolatry, their bed of adultery up there. Behind their doors also, the posts, they set up the remembrance of those gods, not of the one true God, not of the Lord God, not the one who had delivered them out of Egypt and had brought them across the Red Sea, had brought them through the wilderness wanderings, had brought them into the good land, had made them beautiful, giving them a goodly king. She became idolatrous, adulterer. Also, their rich clothing, their fine rich clothing, remember up a few verses, the rich clothing that he adorned them in? Their fine rich clothing they gave to idolatry as well. Back to our text in the book of Ezekiel in chapter 16. And looking with me at verse 16. Ezekiel 16:16. And of thy garments thou didst take and deckest thy high places with divers colors and placed the harlot thereupon. The like things shall not come, neither shall it be so. Look at verse 18. And tookest thy broidered garments, and coverest them, and thou hast set mine oil and mine incense before them. All that was God had given them, that rich clothing, that embroidered garments. She took and used it to adorn the idols and the altars of those idols. A sad commentary. It is as a commentary as of a whore, a harlot, who adorns her bed with fine colors and rich apparel to make it look nice and enticing to those that she sports. They decorated their idols. They decorated their groves. They decorated their high places with the fine, rich clothing that God had given. That which God had given them. That which God had blessed them with. They used to adorn their idols. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs in chapter 7. And look with me here at verses 16 and 17 in this seventh chapter. This is the strange woman speaking here. I have decked my bed with covering of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloe, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love. You see, she did all this to her bed to make it enticing to her lover. This is what God said Israel did with her idols and her altars. That which He had clothed them with and had given them, they took and used in the worship of other gods which were not gods at all. Even the oil and the incense which God had given, they used to worship. The oil and the incense they used to worship their idols. Look, turn with me to the book of Exodus. Exodus in chapter 30. Look with me at verse 22 here. Moreover, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take thou also unto thee principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon, half so much, even 250 shekels of sweet calamus, 150 shekels, and of cassia, 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of oil, olive, and hin, and thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment. Notice that. Holy ointment. An ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be an holy anointing oil. They took this oil, he says back in Ezekiel chapter 6. This oil and incense, and used it in their worshipful gods. And it was to be holy. There's nothing holy about that which is made with man's hands. Those idols that they worship, nothing holy about them. They were to worship the holy God with the holy oil, the holy anointing oil. Turn with me to the book of Leviticus. Leviticus in chapter 2. And look at verses 1 and 2. And when any will offer a meat offering unto the Lord, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it, and put frankincense thereon, and he shall bring it to Aaron's sons, the priest, and he shall take thereout his handful of the flour thereof, and of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof, and the priest shall burn the memorial of it upon the altar to be an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. This was to worship the Lord God Jehovah, the one who had delivered them out of Egypt, the one who found them as an infant that was uncared for, tossed out to die. He saw them in their misery. He had love upon them and compassion upon them. He clothed them. He made them beautiful. And here they're taking that which God had given them to be used in His worship, in the worship of the Holy God. A sweet fragrance ascending up to the nostrils of God. And they used it in the worship of other small gods, which are not gods. How awful. How shameful. How awful and shameful that we do likewise. That at times we do likewise. We might even be sitting in the house of the Lord when we do it. Our minds are running off, thinking about something else, something that we desire, something that the flesh desires, something that we want to do, and the time we want to do it. Our thoughts can be on many other things, but upon God, upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and what He's done for us. All which God had given them as tokens of His love, of His care for them, they used in their adultery. They used in their idolatry. Turn with me to the book of Hosea. Hosea chapter 2. In verse 8 of chapter 2 of Hosea. For she did not know that I gave her corn and wine and oil, and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. Why didn't she know? Why did not Israel know? Why did not Jerusalem know that God, that Jehovah, gave them her corn, gave them the wine, gave them the oil, multiplied silver and gold? Why didn't she know that? Because she was willingly ignorant of it. She didn't want to know it. Why don't men know today about God? Why don't men today know what God has done for them in creating the heavens and the earth? God created it. He created it for them, for us. And yes, He feeds the wicked as well as the righteous. It rains on the unjust as well as the just. The storms blow upon the just as well as the unjust. You see, it's all at God's hand. It's all at God's disposal. But why don't men know that? Why don't men recognize that? Because they're willingly ignorant. They don't want to acknowledge God. If they acknowledge God, even if the righteous acknowledge God, they're acknowledging one to whom they have to give an account. Why don't you think more upon God? Why don't you think more upon the Lord Jesus Christ and what He's done for you than you do? Why don't I think more upon God? Why don't I think more upon the Lord Jesus Christ and what He's done for me? He's done great and wonderful things if I only stop and think about it. Well, that might be cutting out something I want to do. It might be cutting out my time slot for this. I might have to give it over to just thinking upon how blessed I am in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said here in this verse that she did not know. It's because she was willingly in it. They took all these things which God had given her and blessed her with, multiplying her silver and her gold, and they prepared them for the worship of Baal. How sad. Look with me. Book of Ezekiel in chapter 7. Passage that we looked at a long time ago. Ezekiel chapter 7 and verse 20. As for the beauty of his ornaments, he set it in majesty. Beautiful. Beautiful ornaments. Set it in majesty. Speaking of the tabernacle, and then the temple. The temple, Solomon's temple was majestic. Why? Because it was made to God's order, according to His plans. It pictured the Lord Jesus Christ and all His majesty. God was set to dwell in the holy place between the cherubim, upon the mercy seat, on top of the Ark of the Covenant. That was the dwelling place of God. And all Israel knew it as the dwelling place of God. Notice what he says now. But they made the images of their abominations and of their detestable things. And therefore have I set it far from them. He took it away from them. Took it away from them. The time far from them, he said. Because she went a whoring after other gods. Oh, let not you and I be guilty of going a whoring after other gods. And I know we do. Every time we serve self over what God would ask us to do, we've done just that. Well, we'll stop there this evening. With that thought, we'll go on looking at some more specifics of their sin next week.